Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
And the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
The great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. 20 minutes from now, Femi and I will give you our breakdown of Game 6 of the World Series. I'm going to run by Femi my thought on what the Dodgers should do tomorrow night if we get a Game 7. And Femi's got a burning take. Is it burning? I don't know. I like it a lot.
Sizzling.
It's like Tyler's fajitas. On who might win World Series MVP if things break a certain way. I think it's really interesting. We'll get into that coming up in 20 minutes. And we will talk the games tonight in the NBA and the National Hockey League. Mike Somich, our friend from RacingDudes.com and VSiN. Mike Somich stops by in 40 minutes with thoughts on the National Football League and the Breeders' Cup. Little horse racing this weekend. You absolutely love it. Final hour, power hour, all our bets for the football weekend. Speaking of bets for the football weekend, Joining us right now to take a spin Friday night and Saturday in the great sport of college football is our pal, the great Colin Wilson. The Action Network, Big Bets on Campus podcast, along with our friend Stucky. It is awesome. People need to check it out if you bet on college football. Big Bets on Campus, and check out Colin's work at the Action Network on Twitter at _Colin1. Colin spelled with two L's. What's up, buddy?
Thanks for having me on, guys. We're getting action next week. We're finally getting to the best part of the season, and college football playoff rankings coming out. It's heating up. I love it.
I can't wait to get your thoughts on the college football playoff and the opening round of projections. Maybe we'll do that in this interview here, but I want to start because you nailed how things were going to go in Toronto in the World Series when you came on the show last week, where you Toronto's going to win one of the next two games. I think you actually bet them in game one last week, which was last Friday night, and the Blue Jays won that game 11-4. I don't know if you expected, Colin, and certainly I didn't, and Femi didn't, and I think a lot of people that bet didn't. Doesn't mean we all have to be right all the time, but I don't think we expected the Dodgers to be down 3-2 going back to Toronto. So Yamamoto starting tonight against Kevin Gausman. What do you think happens tonight? And if we get a game seven, how do you think it plays out?
Yamamoto is an absolute boss. He's like the final character at the end of the Kill Bill series. I mean, I'm serious. I would never fade Yamamoto in any way. I think this goes seven games. And then you have to worry about Shohei potentially coming out of the pen for a couple of innings. And I think what's interesting is he should be highly motivated because his stuff didn't have as much movement. I mean, Vlad slapped him out of the park. I mean, it was one of the most subpar Shohei pitching performances I've ever seen. So, you know, the Dodgers are just this nasty collection of arms. And if they get to a game seven where they can spread them out to two innings like an all-star game manager does with their pitchers, that's a huge advantage for them. So I think Yamamoto shows up tonight. I mean, he's a guy I am consistently buying rookie cards on all the time. I mean, like, to me, he's the true ace of this staff. So I like Dodgers tonight. I hate to say Dodgers win it in seven because I love this Jay story and I love to see that, you know, how happy they are. But at the same time, you're going to take that entire Dodgers pitching staff and give them one game. That's a huge advantage.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Colin, but I remember watching game three, like the 18-inning marathon, where they're showing Yamamoto warming up for a potential outing in the 19th inning. Like, I had chills, and we never got to see it because Freddie Freeman walked it off. But, like, Yamamoto is that dude, and I think he's going to be that dude once again tonight with the Dodgers facing elimination. All right, let's talk some college football because we have an interesting Saturday on deck, the last Saturday before we get the first CFP rankings. And this Vandy, Texas game, early at noon Eastern, was a really, really intriguing one. Obviously, Arch Manning being the big story. He's a game-time decision, according to reports. The Longhorns, though, three-point favorites against Vandy, total 46.5. Does Diego Pavia and the Commodores, do they do it again, or does Texas keep their playoff hopes alive?
I think people are not paying attention enough to Diego's numbers and how they are declining 4 weeks straight. And maybe, and listen, that's an SEC schedule. You're getting beat up on every single week. And you have to go look at what does Vanderbilt do from a run concept perspective. They're extremely, they do a lot of damage, a lot of efficiency with man and counter with Diego. He'll just take the ball. He'll get a couple blockers and he'll take off. That's not zone read. When they run zone read, that goes to Cedric Alexander. Why is that important? Texas absolutely dominates man and counter on a defensive line and from the linebacker perspective. They're a little bit vulnerable against inside zone. So if you're looking at this like, I would rather roll the dice and lose a Cedric Alexander than lose a Diego, well, that's what's going to happen here. I think they're going to take Diego out of the game. And I said this on our podcast, go look at his numbers. His yards per rush, his yards after first contact have nosedived the last four games. It's not that Diego's getting worse. It's that this is an SEC schedule. You're not playing in New Mexico State anymore. So I took Pavia under 50.5 yards rushing. I like Vandy under 21.5 team total just for the reasons of the fact that this defense does everything that can shut Diego down. It's going to have to be somebody else that beats Texas. I do think Texas ultimately wins. But to me, that's a riskier bet because, A, how healthy is Arch? Can he run the ball? He has to run the ball. It's the only thing he can do. And, B, is Sark going to have a good game or a bad game in his red zone play calling? I don't know. But I like a low total points. I like Diego under 50.5 rushing yards.
What about the game that's going to be played at the same time in the different conference in the Big Ten? Penn State, Ohio State, big noon kickoff. All the money's been on the Nittany Lions throughout the week. This was 21, 20.5. Now we're down to 19 at some sports books. Totals at 45, 44.5. Do you agree with that movement on the Nittany Lions, or do you think that there's a buy point eventually here on Ohio State before tomorrow's game?
My number says 16, so you would say, yeah, you're buying Penn State, right? And I think Am I buying it? No, because I like my money and I think there's other places to put it instead of on a pen team and getting blown out. But I see the path, right? And the path is that Catron Allen just had 125 yards against Iowa, a whole bunch of explosives. Like on the ground, he is the answer. Now, Grunkemeyer, this quarterback is not. He didn't have a single throw over 20 yards. He didn't have a single target go over 19 yards of receiving. So that's not going to be it. I think we really kind of need to look at this Ohio State offense and start asking questions about, are they really number one? First off, they lost that box score against Texas. I'm not trying to like throw shade on the number one team because I know nobody else is. But at the same time, they're 132nd rush EPA and 125th in pass EPA. They have no juice. The offense is not explosive whatsoever. And this isn't Chip Kelly holding stuff in the bag. So Ohio State, I don't think will have the ability to come back in games. Am I going to say they're going to down here? No, but let's table this for this big games coming up because I think Penn State can cover here. I just like to put my money in other places.
I tend to agree with your opinion about Ohio State. This is You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with Colin Wilson of the Action Network, host of the Big Bets on Campus podcast. You can hit him up on Twitter at @Colin1. How about OU and Tennessee? Massive game with CFP implications here. The Volunteers at home, 3-point favorites at BetMGM, total 55.5. Do you have a betting opinion between the Sooners and the Vols?
Yeah, I need to stop betting Oklahoma. Like, I've got more money on this game than any other. So I'm on the Sooners. I think, you know, they actually won yards per play. Their problem against Ole Miss was missed tackles. They had 17 missed tackles. It's been a little bit of a problem. Now, the defense is stellar. It's fantastic. They're number one, number two, and everything, but they are missing tackles. You would think maybe there's a little bit more dedication here, but at the same time, you have to go look at what Tennessee's offense is, right? They want to do this wide stretch spread, and you have to ask, can they create broken tackles? Well, they're 82nd in creating broken tackles and missed tackles. They're not very good at shaking people off. So maybe OU's tackling issues are not going to be that big of a deal here. But what I like to target on when I look at Tennessee is look at their pass concepts and what do they like to do? They do hitch routes, they do slants, and they do hitch routes. Hitch, hitch, hitch. And if you go look at OU's defense, they're number one in the nation success rate against hitch routes. They create the number one most contested catches against that route. I think this is a real problem for Tennessee's offense in this game. And plus, Tennessee is not great defensively when teams cross the 40. They're 131st in defensive finishing drives. They're allowing like 5 points to every team that crosses the 40. I think Mateer does some damage on the ground. He didn't have a mistake. He finally played a mistake-free game last week. Maybe he's ready to roll here. But Tennessee overall, their offense is just going to get stuck here against the OU defense that kills the hitch route.
Should USC be on upset alert this Saturday? Because all the betting has been towards Nebraska. Like, this was 7, yeah. 6.5. We're down to 4.5 now. And I know all the narrative, oh, Lincoln Riley traveling to the central time zone or eastern time zone outside of California. Everyone's betting Nebraska. Is that where you're at? Or do you think that the Trojans might have some value?
How many wins does USC have in the central and eastern time zone in this new conference play? I'll spoil it for you. The answer is zero. So at the same time, if I want to go get involved with Dylan Raiola, a guy who seems to throw a temper tantrum every time he gets sacked, a team that didn't show up last week offensively whatsoever. I'm not sure they even made the bus trip. Maybe just imposters in Nebraska uniforms. This game to me is really hard to bet because you can't lay USC in the, and because of what their previous history is, you can do X's and O's all you want. You have to pay attention to this Big Ten conference when teams are traveling west and teams are traveling east. They're just shells of themselves. Like, Washington can't even score for three quarters when they go to the central and eastern time zone. So for that matter alone, I'll save all the crazy analytics. Like, Nebraska's the number and it's getting hit hard.
Who's going to win the Heisman Trophy?
Oh boy, that is a great question. My vote right now would be for Ty Simpson. He is number one overall and on target. That means, can you hit your target in stride without them moving, reaching, stretching out? I love
Ty. He can be your choice end of season, you think? Like right now it's Ty Simpson. What about end of year? What do you think?
I am growing closer and closer and closer to trying to get conversations started around Casey Concepcion for Texas A&M. Texas A&M is not where they are without Craver and Concepcion. That is the most electric offense in the nation, and they're going to win the SEC and go to the playoff, and it's going to be because of Casey Concepcion and Mario Craver.
You think A&M will beat Alabama in an SEC title game if and when they get there?
If they played today, I'd have A&M beating them, yeah.
Who's the second best team? Well, actually, you know what? Let me phrase this a different way. Is Ohio State the best team in the country? And if the answer is yes, who's the second best team?
They're not. And the best team in the country to me is Indiana. The way they have played physically.
Just real quick. No, hold on. Cause I want to, I'm going to give you the opportunity to roll through it, but I, all these answers are really interesting. Give me your top five. So Indiana's one. What's the top five?
So from a power ratings perspective, it's Ohio State, Georgia, Indiana, Texas A&M, and Alabama. Okay. But if I was to rank them on who Colin would put his money on out of those top five, I'd go Indiana, Texas A&M, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State.
Ohio State fifth.
Yeah, absolutely. They have no juice. They have no explosiveness.
Okay, Indiana. Indiana, Ohio State, Big Ten title game. Like, what would you make the, not like what would you bet? What would the spread of the game be in your estimation?
2.5 on a neutral in Ohio State's favor.
And you'd bet Indiana.
I wouldn't even take the points. I'd take the money line.
I gotta tell you, man, I disagree, but I mean, you know way more about this stuff than I do. I love that, man. Tell us why you think Indiana's the best team, or the team that you would want to, the team that you're most confident betting on.
I think Cignetti is the reincarnation of Nick Saban at LSU. Major success at Kent, Michigan State, comes in with this attitude, and for some reason he gets his players to respond. Just the physicality that they put on to Oregon, the physicality they put on to every team. The fact that he could be leading by 40 points in his halftime interview, he says, well, my defensive players are just laying on the field. Like, there's something about this guy that is turning 3 and 4 stars into 5 stars with a blue collar mentality attitude that they want to kick everybody's butt. And you don't get that from Ryan Day. You don't get that from Kalen DeBoer. And with Kirby, you can. Kirby's got some motivational speeches that'll have you running through a wall. But what Kurt Cignetti is doing with the talent and the roster that he has is unbelievable. Guys, I put out that havoc chart every week on Twitter. They're the safest offense, and they're the most havoc-minded defense, and it's not even close. Like, there's a wide gap. Like, they're unbelievable what they're doing in the numbers, and just watch the Oregon film. They just dominated them in the trench. That's not supposed to happen.
Is Indiana going to win the national championship?
I think I like Texas A&M to win the national title because I'm still under the belief that the most explosive offenses can win the national title. Georgia is the best in the red zone. Texas A&M is the best in explosives. Indiana is playing at a level on defense that nobody else is. And Ohio State doesn't have the offensive explosives to do it. And Alabama just, there's a problem with Kane Womack, and I've talked about it here before. He runs this base nickel defense, and he doesn't change it. There's not a modification to what Kane Womack does with his blitzes, with his pressure rates, and with his personnel. And it just by the third quarter, teams pick it up on Alabama, and they're able to do some damage. I mean, Ty Simpson has to be heroic for Alabama to beat some of these other names I'm naming off.
You think you talk to his dad, Tony, and get that figured out. Final one, 20 seconds here. If Indiana's going to beat Ohio State and be undefeated going into the playoff, why don't you like Mendoza to win the Heisman? Like, 20 seconds for the answer.
I didn't say I didn't like him. I would put him number okay. 3. That's a fair question. I think if Indiana does win the Big Ten, he absolutely has the right to it. Maybe it's just hard to see that helmet of Indiana winning the Heisman Trophy, right? Because there are, remember, the fan base is very one-sided to certain teams. Like, OU has, like, 50 voters, you know, because they're all former winners. Like, Mendoza's up there. That's fair.
And look, like, Colin has forgotten more about college football than I know. I thought this was a fascinating interview. You want to be following him on Twitter at _Colin1, Colin spelled with 2 L's. Big Bets on Campus podcast with our buddy Stucky, who is also tremendous. And of course, all the work at the Action Network. My friend, we appreciate you. Good luck with the bets, and we will catch up with you next week.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Colin Wilson joining us here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, Femi and I break down Game 6 of the World Series, Dodgers and the Blue Jays.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it.
No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
And the Blue Jays are headed home, one win from a championship. Then it was a child who led them tonight. 22-year-old Treya Savage, 12 strikeouts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Joe Davis, I don't know if I love that. And yeah, I got an Instagram message from someone like, wow, like you really love Joe Davis. I'm like, yeah, like I think he's really good at his job. I don't love like a child led them to victory. And I'm not insinuating that like anything like creepy. That's not what I'm saying at all. Just like, what does that even mean? A child?
I guess just a super young like guy. I mean, he's 22.
About a rookie.
Yeah. A savage.
How much better would that have been?
Yeah.
Savage leads them to victory. What kind of savage, John? And Smoltz would have looked at him like he had 8 heads. You're savage.
No? Friend of the show, John Smoltz.
Yeah, he did come on the show. You think he would have got... So John Smoltz were on the air and I said, he's a savage. And I said, what kind of savage to John? What do you think John would have said?
Classy, bougie, ratchet.
I think he probably would have paused for a few seconds and been like Macho Man.
Yeah.
All right. Mike Somich will join us in 20 minutes from Racing Dudes, giving us his thoughts on the Breeders' Cup and this weekend in the National Football League. But Femi, let's get into Game 6 of the World Series tonight, what Game 7 should be if and when the Dodgers force it, and then we'll give you our thoughts on both the NBA and the National Hockey League for tonight. So as we sit right now at BetMGM, the Dodgers remain a minus 140 road favorite tonight with Yamamoto against Gausman. The total remains 7.5, but the under is getting bet. We are close to dropping down to 7. I said it yesterday. I think you're with me. I think this price is short on Yamamoto. I did bet the Dodgers tonight in Game 6. And when you give us your thought on the game, also tell us, because you put this in the chat earlier, what did Dave Roberts do with the Dodgers lineup that's noteworthy tonight?
Yeah, the big thing is that Mookie Betts now batting cleanup for the Los Angeles Dodgers. So he'll be in the four spot behind Ohtani and Freeman and Will Smith. Not exactly in that order. I believe it's Ohtani, Smith, and Freeman, and then Betts, if I could pull it up here real quickly. But the big thing is that Mookie Betts will be batting fourth for the Dodgers. Yes, so it's Ohtani, Smith, Freeman, Betts is what the top of the lineup will be for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
You
Tommy
like
Edman
that?
Now playing center field. I mean, they're trying stuff, you know? Like,
I'll tell you what.
I don't know what it's going to do.
It feels to me like this is Dave Roberts saying, and it's either going to, so Bill Zimmerman, who's like a massive baseball fan, been watching baseball his whole life. Like, I think I agree with Bill. I think I actually love it. And there's two schools of thought, right? And Steve Phillips said the other day on the show, he would drop Betts to seventh. And Femi, if you said like, I actually think he should be batting ninth tonight. I don't really think you could bat an eyelash at that, right? I think it's a reasonable opinion. The reason why I like it, like, this has been a brutal postseason for Mookie Betts. Like, Mookie's going to the Hall of Fame, right?
Yes.
The Hall of Fame player.
100%.
I think this is Dave Roberts saying, like, you're Mookie Betts. You're a Hall of Famer. Like, not only am I losing confidence in you, I actually have more confidence in you. Like, you're going to come up in a big spot with men on base, and I have confidence that you're going to get the job done because you're a Hall of Famer, Mookie Betts. And maybe he golden sombreros it. Maybe it's brutal. I actually really like it for Dave Roberts and the Dodgers here, Femi.
Yeah, and like, we're hoping that's what the outcome is. As somebody who, I like you, I like the Dodgers tonight. Like, we need Mookie Betts to show up because he has not been there in this October. So, yeah, like, look in the mirror, Mookie. Like remember who you are. Like, you're Mookie freaking Betts. Get out there and get it done. But that's not the only lineup change that we have tonight. Like, the Blue Jays, they get a big boost at the top of the order with George Springer back. Now, he's going to be DHing, but George Springer will be back leading off for the Toronto Blue Jays. Missed the last couple of games with that oblique injury. Davis Schneider did a great job, hit the home run on the first pitch in game four the other night. So, like, or sorry, game five the other night, I should say. But George Springer is back now at the top of the heart of the lineup for the Toronto Blue Jays. So a couple of lineup changes here. But for me, I think Yamamoto is the big story with this game. I think Yamamoto is the guy that, like Colin said, I would never fade Yamamoto. I would never fade Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Like, that dude is ridiculous with what he's been doing. And it's going to be a raucous environment. The Blue Jays haven't been in this spot for 32 years, trying to close out a World Series. I'm not so sure they get it done tonight. Maybe tomorrow night, Saturday night, but I do think the Dodgers pull this off, and Yamamoto has another, not complete game, but another stellar performance against a really good lineup, and perhaps throws his hat into the ring for a World Series MVP, which right now over at BetMGM is a nice, juicy price with just two games left to go.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second here, but I think if you're Dave Roberts, this is like Yamamoto, Sasaki, or just Yamamoto tonight, and you try and save everybody for tomorrow if you can. That's how I would want to do this here. If and when the Dodgers get to a Game 7, Femi, and you're Dave Roberts, and we obviously want the Dodgers to win, because that we win money if the Dodgers win, what do you want Dave Roberts to do? How do you want him to handle Game 7?
From like a pitching standpoint, I mean, like, I'm not really like super thrilled with Tyler Glass now being the option, but I mean, that's who you kind of have to trot out there, isn't it? Like, I don't think they're going to go to Ohtani.
Because it's like, Jake, pop on here, because this is all so convoluted. Like what's the rule with, if Ohtani comes in relief, then he can't be the DH, he has to play in the field, but if he starts, he can play, he can be the DH, right?
I believe he has to start, yes. If he comes in relief, then they have to finagle it somehow. I'm sure they're not above, I'd have to check for sure. I don't know off the top of my head, but I believe that's the rule. Yes,
I'm pretty sure that you're right about that. So with that being said, Femi, like, would you start Ohtani tomorrow night? If the Dodgers have to win tonight in order to get there.
Yeah, like, hey, can you give me like 2 to 3 innings, like as an opener, kind of like a super max opener? Yeah, Like, just because at least it keeps things normal for you in the lineup, as opposed to saying, like, hey, now we have to play Otani at center field, which I know that's been kind of, like, bandied around. Like people were saying that that's a potential spot for him. But, yeah, I would rather just do, like, hey, like, 2-3 innings. Let's go to Glass now after that. And, like, it's a game 7 of the World Series. It's all hands on deck. Everyone outside of Yamamoto should be available for this situation. Then, I think that's how you got to approach that one. And if they do, I mean, I like it because it takes the bullpen out of the conversation for the Dodgers, or at least kind of limits their participation, which is like the big bugaboo for LA.
Jake, what would you do? What do you want Dave Roberts to do if the Dodgers win in Game 7 tomorrow night?
I maintain that the Dodgers will win tonight, and I think they win tomorrow. I think you go Glasnow for as long as you can. Maybe he goes 6, and then I think you use Otani as your closer. You saw what he can do in the World Baseball Classic against the best in the world, prime Mike Trout. He can close a game for you. You get 6 out of Glasnow, 7th and 8th are to Sasaki, and you have Otani slam the door. I think that is what I would do if I was Dave Roberts. Because you want to get around these rules. You don't want to start him and then have Glasnow come in relief, which he hasn't done since, what, the divisional series, so, or even the wild card series. So I wouldn't mess with that. I think you put Glasnow in the most comfortable spot, and then you know Otani can close a game.
Yeah, I think I agree with Jake that I would want to deploy Otani out of the bullpen, which is risky, right? Because if Glasnow gets blown up, right?
You might not
get there. So it's really fascinating, but I'll tell you, just for you know, the pageantry of it all, which is not how Dave Roberts is gonna think. The idea of like, oh man, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Otani closing the World Series.
Yeah. I mean that's peak. That's peak fear.
If Otani, let's say he goes 0-4 tonight with 4 strikeouts, Dodgers win. 0-4 with 4 strikeouts tomorrow, but he closes Game 7 of the World Series. Does he win MVP? It's a silly question, but just curious.
Not if Yamamoto shoves tonight. I feel like with a complete game, and you think he would? A complete game, and then let's say Yamamoto goes 7, strikes out 9.
If Otani closes the World Series, no one's going to remember what Yamamoto did in Game 6. Respectfully to Yamamoto, who's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, God. But over.
Just to get this out there, Femi, you have a pretty interesting betting thought as it concerns World Series MVP. Lay it on the audience.
Yeah, it would be Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Like he has been like the frontline guy for the Dodgers, and like that's the guy that everyone has been touting as like, hey, like you don't want to have to face him. Big spot, facing elimination, like World Series on the line, Toronto trying to close you out. If he shoves and like it's like 7 innings, I don't think it's going to be a complete game. I mean, he might do it and surprise us all again and do it again, but I'm guessing this is like 6-7 innings. But if he goes 7 innings, 9 strikeouts, 10 strikeouts, and looks dominant and helps the Dodgers win this game while facing elimination, like that is a hell of a performance. And like that's the kind of performance where we talk about like Schilling and Randy Johnson from that 0-1, not to bring up bad memories, Nick. But like that's what kind of wins this award. If he does that, I think that a 13-1 or 11-1 out there, make sure you shop around. Why not take a stab on Yoshinobu Yamamoto? Because he's the big story for the Dodgers. Because the top of the order, which includes Otani, has not been getting all the headlines. And in fact, they've been getting the criticism for how they've been batting. Yamamoto's been the one consistent guy for LA throughout this postseason.
Now, you would need like Otani to struggle in the next 2 games also, yes, in addition to Yamamoto doing well tonight.
Correct. Like if Otani homers tonight, then like, yeah, like you're kind of it's a tough situation there. But if he's doing what he did in Game 5, like why can't Yamamoto be the story? Because like that's the guy that won the game in Game 2 and then forced a Game 7.
Just like, oh man. I would love to get to like Game 7, 9th inning, Game 7, Otani on the mound.
I struggle with that, and maybe it's, I don't know if it's PTSD as a Mariners fan, like, trying to like, hey, let's save him for this. Bro, like, every out matters. like, you really, you don't know if you're going to get there. Because, like, the scenario of Glasnow getting beat up.
I'm talking about, like, for, like, my, like, entertainment. Like, you're definitely right.
Yeah.
You're thinking about this correctly, like, you don't know if you're going to have the lead. So you want to use him in a high leverage spot where like, you got to get out of this right now. I'm looking at this selfishly as like, what will entertain me the most would be Otani trying to close Game 7 of the World Series out on the road in Toronto, where like, he like almost apparently like Not that he almost signed with them, but that was, is he on the plane to Toronto, yeah, and now he's going to beat them in the World Series? It'd be pretty awesome.
It would be. It would be fun. Ohtani versus Vlad with two outs in the ninth.
Like, I mean, dude, in the World Baseball Classic, we got Ohtani versus Trout. Like, to, yeah, and Ohtani struck him out.
Yeah. It would be a hell of a moment. And yeah, like from a theater standpoint, hell yeah, I'm right there with you. I would
it's
not be watching college
Rob
football
Manfred
if that's going on.
To embrace his inner David Stern and like his inner like Vince McMahon. Like, make this happen, Rob. Like the world, we need this here.
Thumb on the all scale. Right. Here
you
we
better,
go.
You better you bet on a Friday. Femi and I both like the Dodgers tonight. Any thoughts for you in the National Hockey League tonight?
Yeah, I have one goal scorer bet tonight in the National Hockey League. Oh, few games tonight, not as many. Only two games that'll be in the evening as the Golden Knights are facing the Avalanche right now. Colorado's up 2-0. Everyone wanted that update. But the New York Islanders, their center, Bo Horvat, +215 to score against the Washington Capitals. I like this. The Caps are a big favorite in the game. Horvat takes a lot of shots, scores a bunch of goals, but he's +215 because everyone expects Washington to win. I think these are nice situations to take advantage of, some big dogs at big prices. So give me Bo Horvat anytime goal scorer tonight in the NHL.
All right, so Bo Horvat score a goal tonight. What about in the NBA, Femi? We got a pretty loaded slate tonight. Injury-wise, it's just like, it's always a landmine betting the NBA. Yeah. Any thoughts on the NBA?
One bet for me right now, I mean, let's see what happens with some of these injuries. But this is a game where we have positive injury news, but I'm going the other way. And also, happy NBA Cup to everybody who celebrates. This is the opening round of group play for the NBA Cup. I like the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at +2.5. I know there's been a lot of Laker positive vibes with Austin Reeves and how he's been playing without Luka and without LeBron. Luka's now back. The betting market's liking the Los Angeles Lakers. I'll go the other way. Ja's healthy. Jaren Jackson Jr. is healthy. Memphis is still a really good regular season team. They're still a very tough team to face, especially at home. Give me +2.5 and also a little bit on the money line. I think the Grizzlies just win the game tonight as a 2.5-point dog. But yeah, Memphis is the bet for me as Luka makes his return.
I want to give just the bet that I like tonight, and then I want to talk about, because I thought about betting that game also, the Lakers-Grizzlies game. Mm-hmm. No Trae Young tonight. Is there a chance that it's going to be good for Atlanta, maybe? The Hawks are -2.5 at Indiana. Rick Carlisle just announced that Obi Toppin's going to be out till February. Like, it's just, the Pacers might want to consider packing. It really sucks, like starting with the Halliburton Achilles tear in Game 7, just like insane that happened. I mean, like Mathurin's out for a while, McConnell's out for a while, Nembhard's out for a while. Now, Obi Toppin's out till February. I know Trae Young's out, but the rest of the Hawks are healthy, so you got Jalen Johnson and Dyson Daniels and Porzingis, et cetera, Okongwu, et cetera, Risa Shea. I'll lay the 2.5 with the Hawks on the road. Okay. Let's talk about, please, the Lakers-Grizzlies game for a moment, because I considered the other side, betting the Lakers. I'm going to use this, Femi, to steal one of your lines as a fact-finding mission, where I want Memphis. Okay. Are the Lakers good without LeBron but with Luka and Austin Reeves? Are they a good team? Not, are they good? Yes, right?
Yeah.
You can't say no to that.
Yeah, they are a good team. Yeah, like Luka's one of the best players in the league, yeah.
So last year, the Grizzlies could not beat good teams, and they beat all the bad teams.
Correct.
I want to see if this Memphis team, and you might be right, and maybe they're a little different this year. Cedric Howard's been really good, unfortunate last name.
Yeah, it's tough.
But he's been really good. Is Memphis different this year? I think we might learn something about the Grizzlies tonight. I was going to bet the Lakers, and I said, you know what? I want to lay off this, and let's see. So I like the chutzpah to go with the Grizzlies there. I'll just watch and acquire some information tonight with LA and Memphis. Quick break, and on the other side, we'll get football bets and Breeders' Cup bets for this weekend with our friend Mike Somich from RacingDudes.com.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams.
at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
And they're into the stretch, and Sierra Leone has circled up on the outside to take the lead. Fierceness battles on second. Newgate behind them. Forever Young on the far outside. Sierra Leone. Fierceness digs in. Newgate. Forever Young. Sierra Leone close to home. Sierra Leone does it in the Breeders' Cup Classic.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Larry Colmus with the call last year on NBC. Sierra Leone winning the Breeders' Cup. Breeders' Cup tomorrow, Saturday, November 1st, the World Series of Poker of Horse Racing. It's a great line. It's so good because it didn't come from me. It's going to come from our guest in a second here, Mike Somich. Mike Somich is going to join us in just a moment, but we got to remind our audience that no matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Why did I say it like that? Parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And make sure to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. One of our absolute favorites here on You Better You Bet, not only as a guest giving us great content, but just like one of the best dudes out there. We love him. Just spent some time talking about like what he's doing with his family for Halloween. Like one of the great guys, period, is our friend Mike Somich. VSiN might be like a quote, like it's like a competitor of ours, whatever. Like he does great work for VSiN. There are good people that work for VSiN. RacingDudes.com on Twitter at SamObam18. My friend, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I appreciate being back on here. I love coming on You Better You Bet, one of my first shows that I ever did. So I appreciate, you know, the real ones know, if you would, right? But looking forward to today. Halloween, got the daughter. We're going to have a lot of fun there, but we've got the Breeders' Cup going. Starts the first Breeders' Cup race is 2 minutes to post here, so we're about to get the Breeders' Cup action going. We got five races today.
Okay, what's the bet for that race? What's a bet for that race that's starting in 2 minutes?
Number 11, Schwarzenegger, going to go gate to wire. 6-1 right now,
Arnold?
On the live line. Well, it's a horse, so not the real Arnold. But yes, named after Schwarzenegger, speed horse. Going to go straight out to the front, not going to get caught, 5-furlong turf sprint.
What's he going to say when he races past everybody and he's about to win and he turns around and looks at the field? What does he say?
Oh, man, am I allowed to say that on here? Can I?
Oh, well, I don't know what you're going to say. I don't know what you think you're going to say. I was going to go with Hasta La Vista, baby. I'm not sure what you were going to say.
That's a good one. Right. That's a good one. Mine was a little more colorful. Yeah.
And actually, I actually am not sure, like, what Femi, type in the chat. Like, I don't know what Mike was going to say. I mean that. Okay. We've got a bunch of Breeders' Cups questions to hit, but look, you handicap tons of different sports. You're a big NHL guy. Let's go to the National Football League, though, Mike. Do you have a best bet for us in the NFL coming up on Sunday?
I do. I love a team total to the under this weekend. So you've got the Denver Broncos losing Pat Surtain on the defensive side, but that defensive line is still very much intact. We've seen sharp money last week coming on Houston against San Francisco. We're seeing it again this week. We've seen the side flip as we saw Denver open as a 1.5 favorite. That's moved over to Houston -2.5. The total's also ticked up. All of that has allowed us to get a 20.5 team total on Houston in the market. Let's go to the under here. I don't believe the miss that this offensive line is all of a sudden better. Yeah, they were fine against San Francisco, who is terrible on the pass rush side. They were fine against Baltimore, who had absolutely no one on the defensive side. But smashed in the middle of that was a Seattle Seahawks game where they could not protect C.J. Stroud. I think Denver gets to C.J. Stroud early and often, and they're not going to be able to run the football. Give me the team total under 20.5 on the Texans.
So love that team total under 20.5 with Houston. Anything else? Like, we will start horse racing after this question. This could be NFL. This could be hockey. Anything else that you love that you think could be actionable, Mike, for our listeners and viewers?
I like Christian Watson this weekend. He's still being priced as a wide receiver 2B. You can get him over 44.5 or 36.5 receiving yards in the market. I took his ladder all the way up to 80 plus at +600. I think Christian Watson still the number one target for this Green Bay team, and they're not going to be able to run against the Carolina defense that's been much better against the ground attack this year.
All right, absolutely love it. That's the football bets from our guy Mike Somich here. Any other bets that you like for the Friday at the Breeders' Cup before we get to race number 9 tomorrow?
Let's take a little bit of a shot here. So race number 8 completely changed with a scratch. So Precise, the number 13, who was 6-5 on the morning line, scratched out. The race is wide open now. I want to take a shot at a price. Let's take out the Japanese Invader here, the number 6,
yeah.
Switch in Love. 20-1 on the morning line. I think we're going to get 10-15-1, somewhere in that range. This is the same connections that won 2 races for Japan a couple years ago. This horse is on the improve, should love the turf, should love the mile, and is going to get ignored at the window because there's not as much buzz about the Japanese horses this year. I think they get one victory on the weekend. I think it's in the 8th race today, the number 6, Switch in Love, 20-1 on the morning line.
Absolutely love it. 20-1. So let's talk about tomorrow. Race number 9. The Breeders' Cup Classic, the race that everyone's looking forward to. How do you handicap the race? A lot of familiar names in that race, and also who do you think is going to win it, and what's the bet?
Yeah, it is a phenomenal version of this Breeders' Cup Classic. If we had Sovereignty, who unfortunately had to scratch out of the race with a fever earlier this week, this would be the best running we've had this century. It's that loaded. We've got the top 3 finishers from last year's Breeders' Cup Classic who are all in the race. We've got the 2nd and 3rd place finishers from the Kentucky Derby. Every other horse, except for the 4 Contrary Thinking, who is 50-1 on the morning line, do not bet that horse to win. That horse is a rabbit. Rabbits in horse racing are specific horses to enter races to make sure there's a fast pace. It's owned by the same ownership group as Sierra Leone, who's a closer. So don't bet the 4, no matter what the odds get to. But every other horse is a grade 1 winner in this spot. I think we've got just talent all over the place, but you also have warts on over a lot of these horses. Fierceness doesn't always show up. Sierra Leone needs that pace. Forever Young's never won in the U.S. Let's go to the outside. Let's take a price here. 10-1 on the morning line. The number 10, Antiquarian. This is a 4-year-old that has gotten better in the last 3 races. Beat Sierra Leone by over a length last time at Saratoga in the Jockey Club Gold Cup. Just keeps getting better and better and isn't pace dependent. This horse can sit close to the lead. This horse can sit 10, 15 lengths back and still be able to close. I think Antiquarian has a huge shot this weekend in the Classic, race number 9 at 10-1. If you want to play a superfecta, I've loaded up a superfecta for everybody here. $24 play.
Now you know how we do this, Mike, because like we just got to like this is in real time. We are setting the podcast speed to 0.5 in real time for this. Everyone get your pens. I have it. I have my pen and I have my paper. I am ready to write this down.
We're gonna go slow movie tone voice here. So $1 Superfecta, race number 9, 1-10 with 1-7-10 with 1-3-5-7-10 with 1-3-5-7-10. It'll cost you $24 for a $1 Superfecta bet. We're hoping we can pull back. If the 10 wins, we got shot at stacks. If the 1 wins, we can still pull a couple thousand out of it.
Wow. I'd like to win stacks.
We've done it before. Why not do it again, right?
I would absolutely love it. You better you bet on this Friday. Mike Somich is our guest. If you're into horse racing, NFL, hockey, NBA sports, at SomObama18 on Twitter, VSiN Racing Dudes. He's the best. What else for the Breeders' Cup tomorrow? I know we just talked about race 9, the big one. About race 5, race 12. Anything else that you like coming up Friday in the Breeders' Cup? Saturday, excuse me.
So race number 5, you mentioned the turf sprint. I like the number 4 horse, Kadeem, who is 10-1 on the morning line. It's a European horse who's run twice back-to-back times in the U.S., won at Keeneland last time out, but was wildly distracted. If you watch the race, the horse kept looking over toward the stands during the entire stretch. They're putting blinkers on him, which is essentially an apparatus which covers up his eyes so he only can focus forward. He's going to improve with those blinkers. I think he's got a huge shot coming from off the pace in the turf sprint. That's race number 5, the number 4 horse, Kadeem, at 10-1. And my favorite bet of the weekend is the final Breeders' Cup race, race number 12, the number 9 horse, Cinderella's Dream, looking for revenge this year. Last year as a 3-year-old, she ran second in this race. She got a brutal trip, got shuffled back from 3rd to 8th around the far turn, didn't get to run until the final furlong, was still able to push up for second, lost to Moira that day. She's 9-2 on the morning line after being a 5-2 favorite last year. She's 10% better than what she was last year, and she should get a better trip from the outside draw as well. The number 9, Cinderella's Dream, 9-2 on the morning line, race number 12, the Filly and Mare Turf on Saturday.
Anything else in horse racing, Mike, for the Breeders' Cup that you like? If not, we can do some hockey to close.
I like a couple other horses here. So let's go to race number 8 on Saturday. The number 8 horse, Mini Hawk, going to be a shorter price, probably somewhere right around 6-5, 7-5, I think is your most likely winner on that entire day. It's a 3-year-old filly taking on the boys in the turf, but she ran second in the Arc de Triomphe last time out, which is the toughest race in the world on the turf to win, taking on the older boys. I think she fits very well against this field. So the number 8, Mini Hawk, in race number 8 on Saturday. And then today, we'll close it out. Race number 10, the number 14, Gestad, 9-5 on the morning line. You should probably get right around 2-1 there. I think that's worth a large win bet as well in the juvenile turf. So number 14, race number 10 on Friday, Gestad.
I love it. Love it. Okay. A little bit of time left here. Big St. Louis Blues fan, hockey mm-hmm. fan, hockey better. Give us something. You could be a game tonight. Could be Stanley Cup. Could be an award. Anything that you think is interesting in the world of hockey betting.
So I actually bet my Blues to win the Cup because the price has gotten so far out after they have really struggled to start out the year, missing two of the better offensive pieces. They're going to be better defensively as we get down the line, but that's a little bit of a homer bet. Let's focus in on the rest of today's games here. We've got the Wings taking on the Ducks tonight at 7:10, the total sitting at 6.5. This Ducks team is basically a walking over. Let's go over 6.5 here. Wings on the second night of a back-to-back have their backup goalie in, and a Ducks team that doesn't play any defense at all but is still able to score the puck. So let's go Ducks Wings over 6.5 tonight.
Mike, you are the absolute best. We appreciate it, my friend. Anything special for you broadcast-wise coming up for the Breeders' Cup? Anything you'd like to promote, please do so.
Yeah, just check out racingdudes.com. We've got a podcast, Magic Mike Show, covers the late pick 5 on Saturday's Breeders' Cup cards. You can get a pick 5 action in there, hopefully get stacks with that bet as well. It also covers all the individual races if you want to bet them.
Did like the Chippendales, like Magic Mike thing, like screw up the name of your show, or do you like it more because of that?
We kind of ripped it off. So the movie came out before we started, but my co-host name is Magic. My name is Mike. And so we've got a nice little animated version with a horse in between both of us without a shirt on for all the ladies out there who want to get some entertainment as well. So it's interesting when you Google the Magic Mike Show, because let me tell you, you get our podcast and then you get some very interesting results alongside of it.
What percent of the audience of the Magic Mike Show would you say are women?
I will go 0.5%, maybe 1%.
what's your co-host's name?
Curtis Kelleward, but his nickname is Magic. No idea where that one came from.
How do can I, like, how do I not, like, how do, like, no one calls me Magic.
I'm cool shocked name. You don't have a nickname. I'm shocked you don't have, like, an awesome nickname. You just seem like the right kind of dude for an awesome nickname.
I've got a couple, none of which I can repeat on the air. Mike, thanks, buddy. Good luck with the bets. We'll catch up with you soon.
Later, man. Have a good one.
Final hour, Power Hour coming up on the other side. All our bets for the football weekend.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at cinfin.com.